In today's video, we unpack how God's boundaries protect your rights and keep things fair, much like property lines do. Through real-life examples, you'll understand why staying within these boundaries leads to a better life for everyone. Let's get started. Session 551, Chapter 4, Verse 13. These are the bounds set by God. God will admit those who obey him and his messenger to gardens graced with flowing streams, and there they will stay. That is the supreme triumph. Chapter 4, verse 13. All the rules and guidelines we studied about orphan care, inheritance, and guardianship are boundaries set by God. Allah establishes such boundaries to prevent confusion between rights and wrongs, ensuring no one takes what is not theirs. Just as we set boundaries for real estate properties to demarcate ownership clearly, God's borders prevent anyone from intruding on another's liberties. In general, the boundaries set by human law are of two types. First are ownership boundaries that are drawn on maps, deeds, and demarcated by fences. Farmland is marked by distinct edging. This setup benefits all parties and makes life and commerce easy. However, suppose one farmer wants to grow rice and his neighbor doesn't. As you know, rice plants need to be flooded by water to grow. In such a case, the rice farmer must respect a setback boundary to prevent water meant for rice, which could damage other crops, from flooding the neighbor's land. Setback boundaries, which prevent harm, differ from ownership boundaries, which mark rights and ownerships. In the example above, the rice farmer would plant his crop 2 meters from the property line. Similarly, in your own home, you are free to do as you wish. However, you cannot ignore the neighbor's rights. You can turn the radio as loud as you like until you start bothering the neighbor. A man was walking down the street with both arms outstretched to his sides. His right hand accidentally hit a passerby in the face. The passerby became enraged and asked, "What are you doing walking around with your hands outstretched?" The man replied, "I'm exercising my freedom." The passerby said, "Your freedom stops where my nose starts." The concepts of property lines and setback boundaries help us understand God's instruction. When Allah issues commands warning you about your rights and the rights of others, he says, "These are the limits of God, so do not transgress them." From chapter 2, verse 229. However, when it comes to harm and prohibitions, the Almighty says, "These are the limits of Allah, so do not approach them." From chapter 2, verse 187. When you receive a command, adhere to it strictly and do not overstep it, just like you do with property lines. But when you face a prohibition, you should respect the setback boundary and steer a few steps back, much like the rice farmer. Let's look at examples from God's book. Regarding prohibitions like alcohol, Allah doesn't merely say, "Do not drink wine." Instead, he advises, "You who believe, intoxicants and gambling, idolatrous practices, and divining with arrows are repugnant acts. Satan's doing. Shun them so that you may prosper." Chapter 5, verse 90. To shun is to avoid environments where such prohibitions exist. Do not go near bars or casinos. This will not only stop you from drinking and gambling, but will also spare you the temptation. In the story of Adam, Eve, and the tree, God didn't just forbid them from eating from the fruit of the tree. Instead, the Almighty advised, "But you and your wife, Adam, live in the garden. Both of you eat whatever you like, but do not go near this tree, or you will become wrongdoers." Chapter 7, verse 19. God advised Adam and Eve, peace be upon them, to respect the setback boundaries so they do not even face the temptation to eat. While the actual prohibition was not to eat the fruit, the advice was, "Do not go near this tree," out of concern and mercy for our father and mother. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "The lawful is clear, and the unlawful is clear, and between them are doubtful matters many people do not know. Whoever avoids the doubtful protects his religion and honor, and whoever falls into the doubtful will also fall into the unlawful, like a shepherd who grazes too close to forbidden pastures, nearly grazing in them. Indeed, every king has a sanctuary, and the sanctuary of Allah on earth is his prohibitions. Verily, in the body is a piece of flesh which, if upright, the entire body is upright, and if corrupt, the entire body is corrupt. Verily, it is the heart. This brings us back to the verse. In matters of inheritance, God states, "These are the bounds set by God. God will admit those who obey him and his messenger to gardens graced with flowing streams, and there they will stay. That is the supreme triumph." Chapter 4, verse 13. Take note that in all the previous ayat of Surah An-Nisa, no command from our beloved Muhammad was mentioned. Yet when summarizing, Allah stated, "God will admit those who obey him and his messenger to gardens," emphasizing the Prophet's role in defining boundaries and religious laws beyond what is mentioned in the Quran. So do not fall into the trap of relying on the Quran alone for religious verdicts. Those insisting on the Quran alone seek to undermine the prophetic tradition and ignore the fact that the Prophet was authorized by divine mandate. The Prophet's Sunnah complements divine law. How can they overlook the fact that the Quran authorizes Muhammad to legislate? God says, "Whatever the messenger gives you, take it, and whatever he forbids you, abstain from it." Chapter 59, verse 7. Listen to the following hadith. Mikdam bin Karb narrates, "On the day of Khaybar, Prophet Muhammad forbade certain things, then said, 'Soon there will be a man among you who, lounging comfortably on his couch, hears something of my hadith and say, between me and you is the book of Allah. What we find in it is lawful, we will allow, and what we find as unlawful, we will prohibit. Indeed, what the messenger has forbidden is what Allah has forbidden.'" In their foolishness, the Quranists who deny all else validate the Prophet's predictions in the hadith above. He warned us about people dismissing his teaching for the scriptural law alone. Their actions and words denying the Prophet his right are, in fact, a testimony to the accuracy of his prophecy. If you learned something new today, please hit the subscribe button and bell icon. Tune in next week as we discuss the proper place for religion in this world and the hereafter.
تلك حدود الله ومن يطع الله ورسوله يدخله جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها وذلك الفوز العظيم.
The Prophet, peace be upon him, said, "Convey my teachings to the people, even if it is only a single verse." Please take a moment to subscribe and to share with your family and friends. Visit us at www.qurangarden.com.